USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Mother's Day 2020, there have been over 1.3 million cases of coronavirus reported in the United States as of yesterday, and the number of confirmed cases of virus in the world has topped 4 million. The database at Johns Hopkins University saying the worldwide death toll is now over 277,000. What does former President Barack Obama think of the current administration's response to the pandemic?
It has been an absolute chaotic disaster.
Obama caught on tape during what was supposed to be a private remote meeting on Friday with thousands of people who'd served in his administration.
Being selfish, being tribal, being divided, it's part of the reason why the response to this global crisis has been so anemic and spotty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A singer whose career started at about the same time remembers Little Richard, who passed away yesterday at the age of 87. Pat Boone saying last night that, quote, Richard and I are brothers musically and spiritually. Boone, sometimes criticized for doing so-called vanilla covers of black artists' music, had a big hit with Tutti Frutti, and Little Richard said in an interview that that actually opened the door to a wider acceptance of his music.
It was called race music, and so in order to kind of stop that momentum, Pat Boone was put on me instantly. As I got older and looked back, he really opened a wider door for me. By him recording it, made it bigger and made me accept it to a wider.
A polar vortex has brought 10 inches of snow to parts of northern New England and flurries as far south as Manhattan. From record May lows to severe storms, the weather also causing problems in the Midwest to the Appalachians. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Federal infectious disease expert and member of the President's Coronavirus Task Force, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he's putting himself into what he calls modified quarantine after potentially being exposed to the virus. He says he had limited exposure to someone who had it and is now quarantining out of an abundance of caution. He did not explain exactly what modified quarantine means, but it is known that he's supposed to testify before a Senate panel on Tuesday. Major League Baseball is reportedly looking at an 80-game schedule for this year, and it would start in July. The Athletic is reporting the league will be talking to the Players Union this week to try to reach an agreement on how to play the season during the ongoing pandemic. And Jeff Melick won $1,000 earlier this year on a scratch-off lottery ticket where he lives in Virginia. The problem is lottery offices have been closed until just recently because of the virus, and he was just recently able to go and claim his winnings. Right after he did, he walked out with his $1,000 minus taxes and stopped at a lottery dealer and invested some of those winnings in a few more scratch-off tickets. One of them won him just shy of $200,000. He says he's going to give some of it to charity to try to pay it forward during the pandemic. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.